Delaney, how you doing in all those nooks and crannies? You believe it? Spring has sprung. Brr. Doesn't feel like it to me. It might to you, depending on where you're listening. I know this. Here's one thing we all have in common. Left of left, right of right, somewhere in between. Forget your politics. The weather. Everybody's kvetching about the weather and excited to swing into spring, but it might not get here quite as fast as the calendar shows, because we got snow. We got snow for spring. How about that? Speaking of springing, a lot of people jumped all over Michelle Obama for traveling to China because of the cost. 70 people are part of this entourage. No press is covering anything. So none of that is being covered. And the amount of money is pretty staggering, I have to say. Initially, I thought, well, you know what? Maybe we hammer them too much. Maybe we hammer the occupants of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue too much. But Malia, Sasha, Michelle, sure, her mother must be mixed in there somewhere. The idea for the visit is for what they're calling soft diplomacy. So no U.S.-China relations, nothing about human rights, no economics, of course, no reporters. I mentioned that, no reporters on this one. Because she's not fielding any questions from journalists in Beijing. So the press is upset about this. 70 people are part of the group. Is that how many people it takes to move the first lady? Part of that is Secret Service and others. And I don't know, you just got to question the amount of coin. I get taking a break. I get taking vacations. I mean, really? But the timing is way off on this one. Way off. And since we're on the White House for a second, this will be an interesting thing to bang around. Jay Carney is also getting hammered. He's the White House mouthpiece. He's the White House press secretary. And what's being said is he gets and reviews questions from the press before the daily briefings. He gives the reporters his answers in advance. Where did that come? Where did that come from? That came from an anchor for a CBS affiliate in Phoenix. What happened was they had journalists that were allowed to come from around the country, different ones, and they were all timed with a countdown watch. They were allowed 4 minutes each with the president. And Catherine Ayana, who was the person who was out of Phoenix, said that that's what happened, that they had what were the questions, and that there was a long list of things that Carney said he had to be versed in and day out, but that it was about the questions that were being asked. Jay Carney denied doing that in an email to a lot of people that were bugging him about whether this was true or not. And this was a paper in London, and said, if only this were true. If only it were true that I could do that with the questions. So, the reporter from Phoenix interviewed the president, and then kind of backed away from the story of saying that questions were vetted, and that's what happened if you worked in the White House and blah, 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 and that's how they would be called on. And then the kind of got out of control. So the Phoenix reporter is the one who broke this open and said Carney gets the questions in advance. I guess if you say, listen, I have nothing but softball questions, can I do an interview? Maybe they let you do that. As you notice and you see it, there are just people that the love fest is there for sure. Steve Croft is one of them on 60 Minutes. He couldn't softball the president more with some of the questions that he asked, especially with some of the interviews that he's doing during some pretty hot times where there's fallout and something big is going on. But he dances around those questions. He does not really ask them those questions. And it does make you wonder what really are they doing at these briefings and who decides who gets in and out. And I think that really a lot of that rests with Jay Carney. There's no mystery here. The president now has kind of raised the stakes in the confrontation with Putin. More sanctions, just meaning more people it's spread to, that can't do business, etc., in the United States. In the meantime, he just keeps trying to use the sanction deal by freezing more assets and with the extension of visa bans and whatnot to keep the people away from the United States. Putin's pals, they call them, 20 names were added to the U.S. blacklist. And they're names that in Russia would be household names. So Putin is just kind of laughing it off. He's laughing it off, and the people that are on the list are laughing it off. So sanctions, I don't know that they're living up to the idea of what a sanction should be. I don't see that happening. So the EU, in a meeting, says they were discussing a radical plan to reduce their dependence on Russian energy by agreeing to negotiate gas purchases altogether with Moscow instead of country by country. Turning the tables. You gotta like that. Turning the tables and figuring out what to do. What do you do with a Putin? The president also signed a new executive order that would clear the way for the sanctions against broad sections of the Russian economy if Putin's military makes a move beyond the Crimea and into southern and eastern Ukraine, which have large Russian-speaking populations. So the thought is, what happens if the spreads? How deep do we go? So the Russians threw back some of the same medicine to the United States, including Senator John McCain, who's on a list not to go and visit Russia. McCain, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, and House of Representatives Speaker John Boehner. And they laughed it off, too, and decided that it was kind of like a badge of honor to be on that list. So we got an EU summit that wraps up today, and they're going to make pretty clear what they're going to introduce. Perhaps a phase three measure if the situation gets worse. Ooh, so they're threatening to hammer Putin a little bit too. We're going to the movies next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources, Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. And we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Going to the movies. Every once in a while, you know, you got to get out of the house. Tired of the basketball or not into the basketball? There's a movie that, man, they are pumping this thing all over the place. I think I've probably seen spots for it. I'm not kidding you. I've probably seen 35 spots, and I'm not a huge tube watcher. So if you were just plastered in front of the tube, how many times have you seen it? And the movie is called, and here we go with a little sneak, a little snippet of it, Divergent.
You nervous?
Who are you? For your test?
No, that's terrifying.
The only way our society can survive is for each of you to claim your rightful place. Today you will take a test that will help you discover who you truly are. The future belongs to those who know where they belong. You ready?
This isn't real.
Your results were inconclusive.
This was supposed to tell me what to do. We're supposed to trust the test.
Didn't work on you. You can't let them find out about you. They're always watching. You have to hide, or they'd never expect to find you.
Welcome to the illness. coaches and training. The first is physical. Push your bodies to the breaking point.
You're never going to win, not like that.
It's good to know.
Keep tension here, okay? The second is mental. Face your worst fears and conquer them.
You made a mistake choosing Thomas. We'll find out about you.
I know what you are.
It's been a long time since I could trust anyone. I don't want to be just one thing. I want to be brave and selfless and intelligent and honest and kind. If you want to survive, follow me.
Divergence threatened the system. It won't be safe until they're removed.
We have to fight back.
Ready.
I think you get the idea. You have a world where people are divided up. Sound familiar? And it's based on their virtues. But there's something more sinister going on. And Kate Winslet, I think, plays the bad guy in this one. And Shailene Woodley, a familiar young face, is kind of her nemesis in the end. Probably be good for teenagers. 2 hours, 19 minutes. Put in the previews. That's like a three-hour deal. PG-13. We move from that to Muppets Most Wanted.
The world's greatest criminal has stolen the greatest treasures, escaped the greatest prisons, and he bears a strong resemblance to someone you know.
It's not easy being mean.
It's Constantine, the world's most dangerous frog.
Check this out!
Ah! Oh, look, it's Kermit!
Ah!
Ah! What did you do with Kermit?
There must be some mistake. I'm Kermit the Frog. I'm not Constantine.
You're going to be here a while.
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here.
Kermit the Frog here. I am Kermit.
And now you guys have all the freedom you want.
What?
When do I do the indoor running of the balls?
I can't watch.
Dominic, international tour manager.
Dominic. Bad guy?
Bad G. It's French.
Oh, French.
My name will go down in history as greatest thief of all time.
You mean our names, right?
Of course. My name first, then spacebar, 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 your name.
Hit it, boys.
This spring.
Do you guys think that Kermit's been acting a little weird lately?
That's ridiculous. He's never been more caring or devoted to me.
Yeah, that's what we're saying.
Ricky Gervais, Ty Burrell, and Tina Fey.
This is my cow. It is illegal now for its massive size.
Plus, so many Hollywood stars, it'll leave you wanting more.
Yeah, no more. Waka waka.
There's only one guy in this world who can save us. Only one frog who can restore order.
Let's get out of here.
Bring justice and set things right.
You are talking about Kermit, right?
CIA.
Interpol.
This is my travel badge. Here's my real badge.
You must have been looking at the wrong
badge. You were saying...
Muppets Most Wanted.
Sigma!
I am not Constantine.
Lights out! Turn them back on. I can't see anything.
You have to wait till I'm, like, out in the hallway.
Everybody's feeling all right.
All right, you gotta love the Muppets, right? Ricky Gervais, Tina Fey, they go on a global tour. Could be interesting, right? They're in Europe, go to the cool destinations, and this is a movie that's rated PG, family friendly. Could be a weekend matinee, perhaps, since we still don't have great weather in some parts of the country. All right, and finally, here is our last movie that you get to hear a little tiny snippet of. It's called Blood Ties.
You see your brother? You talk to him?
No. It's going to start all over again.
All right, be careful.
I'm not going to turn my back on him just because I'm a cop, you know?
When I make you so happy, you'll see.
I don't got a cent to my name.
I just need to get back on my feet.
Understood. It's good to have you back. They're prepping for school. The big one.
Frank, I want you in on this one.
Brother.
George! Drop your weapons! Put your hands in the air!
We want to know what you know.
Is there anything you're not telling us?
Frank!
This is just the beginning.
We've got to bring your brother in for questioning.
Are you kidding me?
I know you inside and out. You make promises and then you break them.
You gotta always be honest and you gotta tell me the truth. You promised me.
Some guys don't keep the promises.
You're right. They don't.
He's your brother.
Well, that ain't everything.
I'm sorry, Frank.
Yeah, I can't ever trust you again.
Fine. Don't throw your life away for him. Just do what you think is right.
All right, this is kind of interesting. This would be a movie I bet I'd like, although it's long. 2 hours, 24 minutes, Blood Ties is. Clive Owen, Billy Crudup is in it, and a whole bunch of other people you'd probably recognize. And it's 1974. A guy just gets out of prison on good behavior after several years. Then there's a gangland murder, and you can imagine what ensues after that. This might be one to wait for on video. Probably be a great video rental for a couple of dollars cheaper. But if you want to go check out a flick and you like that kind of movie, then Blood Ties would be the winner for you. If you do go to the movies and you send me a cheap movie review, it doesn't have to be a cheap movie, just send me a movie review. Hey, I like the movie. Thumbs up. It was pretty good. And then I will send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. Level the Playing Field. There's some good movies, too, that are coming out in the future that might be even more the kind of movie that you want to see in the theater. And that means, you know, the Spider-Man-y kind of things that you want to see in the wide screen. But there is always the Grand Budapest Hotel, Owen Wilson and Jude Law and Bill Murray. If you like a whole cast of characters, I heard that was actually a pretty decent movie. Remember, if you go, send us that review. Stay with us. We're booting to the other side.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freeze Dry Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business, too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
That he sent me kind of looked like some lilies were popping up in his backyard in Missouri, but there was something covering those lilies. No, it didn't look exactly like snow, maybe some leftover snow, but it didn't look like spring. It's all just an illusion, I tell you. All right, this is no illusion. Each and every show, I always say, we have a thoughtful audience. A lot of people like to think about what they want to say when it comes to America Tonight. How this we fostered this, I can't tell you, but I find it really interesting. I love it. Of all the places that I've ever been on the air, this crowd is the best when it comes to email, overflowing, pegging the red every single day. And I think a lot of that is because you go to the mothership, GCNlive.com, and you can download whatever shows you want. You go to America Tonight, and you get little snippets of the show, click on features, what you missed. And perhaps that's part of the reason why. So bravo to all of you. Let's head to the mailbag and check it.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. This one from Deborah. And Deborah says, Kate, I am seeing red. I was listening today to Rush and a few other of my favorite talk show hosts. By the way, you're on that list. And they were talking about Michelle Obama and her trip to China. I just don't understand. Now, do I think that the Obamas have to be locked in the White House and should never take a vacation? No, but haven't they taken like 50 of them to Hawaii? And I just can't believe that it takes 70 people to fly with Michelle Obama and her daughters to China. Why do we waste so much money? Untold millions are wasted every single day in this country, and you have to set an example, sorry, like it or not. So if you're occupying 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, couldn't they stay stateside or doing something a little cheaper like the rest of us? Just a thought. I kind of noted some sarcasm there, and I have to say I thought it was pretty funny. Yeah, it's not, a lot of people are upset about that. I just said, you know, what I thought in our previous segment, that sometimes there's this tendency, because let's be honest, to just bag on the Obamas, even if of all the things that you have to rightly be upset about. Sometimes it's just like a festival of, well, anything they do, we're just going to nail them. But I think this is justified. I do. I think that this is a trip that could have been done at a different time. Could have been. But when you're the president, I mean, when you're occupying the White House and you have the access, you have the power. We have the power to do that. And especially you're not running for a second term because you're already in the second term. So there's no blowback to that. All right, here's one from Joe who says, Kate, did you hear the story about Ted Cruz? I love Ted Cruz. That the IRS is investigating him. They won't leave this man alone. All that nonsense about his Canadian birth certificate, his dual citizenship or whatever it was. I think in Washington they're afraid of guys like Ted Cruz because, frankly, he walks the path of a different drummer or something like that. Yeah, he moves to the beat of a different drummer. Let's put it that way. He does, but that's one of the things that's, I think, endearing with Cruz or with Rand Paul or any politician, even some of the Democrats. There used to be, if you remember Paul Wellstone, he was that kind of guy. And definitely there was something about somebody you know who is, they're just telling it like they think it should happen. It's authentic. That's what it is. It's authentic. So anyway, the Department of Justice says that, this was something that was brought on by Cruz. So they denied a request by Cruz to have a special prosecutor look into the allegations that the dreaded letters, the Internal Revenue Service, unfairly targeted conservative groups. So it wasn't about him personally. It wasn't going after him personally. It's about all the stuff that bubbled up during the elections the last time around. Because Cruz sent a letter to the Attorney General Holder in January, asked the department, his department, to appoint a special prosecutor to look into the actions or lack of actions by the IRS. So this was just made public, and I think that's what you're thinking about. It was made public, and they're talking about it. And in the letter, typically, they were talking about an investigation or prosecution by the DOJ, presents a conflict of interest or other extraordinary circumstances such that the public interest would be served by an appointment. Let's put it that way. And Cruz is a bona fide Republican presidential candidate. So he's the one who has taken the lead of everybody on the Hill on this IRS scandal thing that broke last summer. And don't you love it? You know that they're just thinking, oh, who's shot off their mouth? How did that happen? And I just can still see it. Lois Lerner pleading the fifth. We've seen her act twice doing that. Let's take another one. This one from Fred. Kate, Fred, I am, and I have not ever emailed the show. I just wanted to give you a shout out. Sometimes you make me laugh so hard, and anyone that can make me laugh, because I'm one of those gruff old guys, I gotta say, you deserve to have a show. I wish you the best success on GCN and anything else that you endeavor to do. That's sweet. That's why I read it. I didn't read it to give myself a big ego stroke, actually. I read it because I thought it was a nice note. Thank you. In the meantime, we got this from the Digger, and the Digger says, Kate, my brackets are blown. How about yours? It was a tough day. I actually did it for fun. I'm not a big March Madness person necessarily, although I've watched more college basketball in the last 3 days than ever in my entire life. And when I say 3 days, I was looking at basketball leading up to this so I could fill out my brackets better. So I went on the Classic Network and dug up some old games. Oh, you have to be kidding me. Well, the sad truth is, you know, it's a paralysis by overanalysis, but good for you if you're having fun with it. So we mentioned this already. Dayton upset Ohio State 60-59. There's some easy layup wins like Wisconsin pounded American 75-35. Pitt beats Colorado 77-48. Harvard, this is a big upset, beats Cincinnati 61-57. The Cuse, Syracuse rolls on with a win the first round. Oregon, a big win over BYU. Florida beating Albany 67-35. MSU gets the Blue Hens of Delaware 93-78. UConn beats St. Joe's 89-81. And Michigan moves on too easily in its matchup. So it was kind of, there were a couple of upsets. There were four interesting upsets, but there were teams that were supposed to cruise that really did cruise. And this one is final. Louisville beats Manhattan. And the final score there, 71-64. So they did make it kind of interesting. You know, you had some close games, for sure, where an extra ball or two might have gone in a different direction. But that's the sad thing. There is a clock. There is a timing mechanism that eventually will get you. And even overtime, and especially in overtime, it can be pretty hairy for some of the schools that ended up there. One of my teams, Villanova, just rolled on. They didn't have any problems. It wasn't even a tight game. And then you had North Dakota State beating Oklahoma 80-75, so that was a sweet win for them. I don't think a lot of people expected that. Anyway, there you go for the scores. Here, let me squeeze in another one. Todd says, Kate, 777, 777, think of how big that plane is. Have you ever flown on one? I have, and I can't believe that it has just disappeared in the sky. I'm thinking suicide dive, or really maybe the kidnapping theory still isn't so far-fetched. You got to feel for the people on the ground. Another one from Cindy who says, oh, the people waiting to hear more word about that 777 that probably went down must feel so disheartened by the misinformation and the massive microscope that really they're under when their relatives could be in a watery tomb. What a way to go. Rip to all the passengers. I hope they find the plane. Thanks for the emails. You can do the same, americatonight.net.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Up to cancer now on this show, really for the past probably year and a half, 2 years, and what incredible out-of-the-box ideas they come up with to really try to get people involved and let's stand up and help. And you certainly know how I feel about it, given my family history with cancer. In our virtual green room right now, he's probably exhausted, is Gregory Sorensen from Siemens. And why is he with us? Well, they launched a national campaign called the Baton Pass. The idea is to raise money for Stand Up to Cancer. And it's all about tossing the baton. And it is incredible the way they are linking this up. I'm going to let him tell the story. Greg, thanks for popping on America Tonight.
My pleasure. Thanks so much. And we're really excited to talk about the Baton Pass. It's a fabulous idea that's really bringing people together to try to focus on the fight against cancer.
So tell us, it kicked off yesterday in New York City. So explain what the Baton Pass is. I mean, I know right now people are listening and they're thinking, Baton Pass, running, relay, we get it. So what's the idea and how far is this Baton Pass going?
So the idea is we want to involve people in the fight against cancer, and especially in bringing people together with ourselves and stand-up. And so to do that, we created a very high-tech baton. It's got a GPS tracking device in it, a data link that lights up when you push the buttons. And the idea is one person passes the baton to another. And that symbolizes so many things. It's the idea of passing hope about the ability to fight cancer and the new treatments that are available. So this kind of one person at a time, a transfer of hope. The idea that we treat cancer one person at a time, it's a very person-to-person thing, as you know from your family experience, it's a very individual thing. And we also wanted to embody and remind people that technology is there to help you and, in fact, can really allow people to be empowered in their fight against cancer. And, you know, there's a lot of fear around cancer. A lot of people get scared when they first hear that diagnosis. And we wanted a way to convey the message that there's hope, that there are technical advances that can help people tackle this, and especially that early diagnosis, early detection is one of the most effective ways in the fight against cancer, and technology plays a big role in that.
Boy, no kidding. Is that why the involvement, like as you were just describing there, that, wow, this is a perfect marriage here because we want to do something, we want to be out there, we want to be fighting the fight, I guess, so to speak. Is that really the part of the push of this for you personally?
Well, you know, I'm a former cancer researcher myself before I joined Siemens and actually used to apply for stand-up grants and know how important it is to work as a team. And that's another part that the baton symbolizes and something that stand-up has done so well with its dream teams and its ability to bring both the public in but also the cancer researchers themselves. And one of the real advances and the reasons that we felt like this was an especially important time is because of these recent results that have come out about how cancer screening can help save lives. You must have talked about the lung cancer results that were just endorsed a couple of months ago by the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force that basically said if you've got a 30-pack-year smoking history and you're over 55, you can get a 20% reduction in cancer mortality in that group by getting a chest CT. It's five times bigger effect than all the drug treatment advances we've had in the last two decades put together. It's just a huge, huge advance, and we really want to get the word out that there's now technologies that can really save people's lives, and it's one person at a time.
Yeah, the as you know, as you're saying that you had to apply for the grant, so you know the Stand Up to Cancer very, very well. And I think a lot of people are really identifying with it, with the marriage, with television and sports and whatnot. And speaking of sports, the cool thing is this GPS tracking system allowing people to know where it's gone. Because you know how that is, Greg. We all want to know. If something kicks off like that, we want to know, okay, what town is it in? Where is it? And you can do that. Am I right?
Well, you can go to Facebook. There's a Facebook app, and on the Facebook app, you can actually pass the baton virtually. I mean, in today's world, we knew that the single baton, while it's going to travel all across the country into dozens of cities, we also wanted people to be able to go online and make a donation to Stand Up if they want. But they don't even have to do that. If they just pass the baton virtually, we will make a dollar donation for each time somebody passes that baton virtually or physically. And I just checked before this call. So far, we've had over 14,000 passes of the baton so far just since yesterday. And so people are really cottoning to this idea. It's just an attractive concept. And you can see the map. You can see where all the passes have occurred. And it's all across the country already.
Yeah, it's very cool. I was looking at it just before we had this conversation. And where's the final destination?
Well, as you may know, Stand Up does its own fundraiser early in September in Los Angeles, and that is where the baton will finally end up. So today it's in Philadelphia. It actually spent the night at a Hope Lodge, one of these American Cancer Society lodging places for people in advanced clinical trials. It got to spend the night there, got its own little bed, before it went on the train down to a children's hospital in Philadelphia. And we've got plans for it to go all across the country. So, you know, look for it at a place near you. And it is really an exciting way to participate and to feel part of sharing that message of hope and getting involved.
Yeah. As somebody who had to do the research as a researcher and seeing how personal it is, as you mentioned, as I mentioned to people, cancer, where are we in this fight? Do you feel like we're making some breakthroughs?
You know, we really are. We really are. This advances in the diagnostic technologies so that we can catch the disease earlier. This is one of the major sort of generational advances. The therapies are now getting much more targeted so that we have fewer side effects and more effective treatments. Our understanding of the cancer biology is really at an all-time high. I mean, we know so much more about the way cancers grow and are driven than we did even 5 years ago. So I really think it's a very hopeful time. And a lot of that is coming from the advances in technology that have been developed, and that's exciting. But there's so many other things that are good things that are happening.
Yeah, and as you watch this, the idea of the Stand Up to Cancer, of course, which is why I've talked about it so much, is the fact that you actually have doctors sharing information. Do you think that makes a big difference?
It really does. Doctors are very specialized, and so it's easy for them to communicate just within their specialty. And one of the real innovations that Stand Up's done is they have realized that if they can get doctors to work together in teams, insights just start flowing and therapies get to patients much faster. And it's actually been very impressive to watch. And that was one of the reasons that rather than just make a donation to an individual cancer researcher or to some other entity, we felt like partnering with Stand Up was just a great example. They're quality people, but they've really helped bring about more than their own individual dollar investments might have otherwise because of their model of encouraging collaborations amongst the scientists. And they've kind of almost got a biotech kind of mentality of, here's some money, let's get going, get this into patients fast. We don't have time to wait. People's lives are at stake. Let's step up our game.
Yeah. Will you be there at the end in Los Angeles?
Absolutely. They're just a great team, and we've had tremendous support for them already, and we're proud to be associated with them.
Yeah. So, again, let's make sure people know what to do. They can go and get the Facebook app, correct, and watch the Baton's journey and help.
The Baton Pass is what you can look for it on in Facebook. You can see it. You can make a donation just simply by passing it once, and we'll make the donation for you. Get involved in any way you can. We're really thrilled that you talk about this. We think it's an excellent way for people to share the optimism that I think the time is ripe for in cancer treatment.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you 100%. It must have been wild as we kicked this off and talked about New York, and that's where it all started. Was it pretty wild to see that all happen on national TV?
You know, we had about 60 people in a human chain, and we did the baton pass from inside the studio out down the line, and you should have just seen the excitement on people's faces. They were so thrilled to be part of this. And the baton itself is this really cool, as I said, kind of Star Wars-y, you know, kind of lightsaber-y looking thing. And so people were kind of enjoying the ability to hang on to it. But they also felt, and I think this is a part of the beauty of these kinds of campaigns, they feel like they're part of something bigger. And we really are in an era where this new technology and the technical advances are enabling people to have a new sense of hope because we're in an era where the advances are enabling us to do things that we couldn't do just a few years ago.
Yeah, absolutely. Well said. A lot of fun talking to you. It will be fun watching the progress of all of this. Greg Sorensen-Siemens, thanks so much for coming on to talk about the baton pass to benefit Stand Up to Cancer. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
You too.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.